Hey, New Life. Do you ever get frustrated with slow development? You know, as parents, we often look at our kids and we want to see them develop now. And it is a slow process. I know sometimes with my kids, you tell them something, you want to teach them something, to show them a skill, and they just don't get it. And it takes time. And it takes patience. And eventually, if you let them live long enough, that's a joke, of course, they show that they mature based on how you've watered them and what you've infused into them. Jesus tells a parable about the wheat and the weeds, where a householder sowed his field with wheat, but an enemy came and sowed weeds in. And immediately as the wheat and the weeds began to grow, his servant saw that they were sown together and asked, "Do you want us to go and pull up the weeds?" And he says, "No. Give it time. Wait until the harvest. Because that's when we can separate them out without destroying some of the wheat crop." You know, sometimes we get frustrated with people's slow development, even our own. And we become too judgmental. Oh, well, this person should be here by now, or I should be here in my walk with the Lord. Give it time. Today is the day of God's mercy. That's the purpose of Jesus' parable. Jesus is teaching that the householder, the father, is patient. And as long as there is daylight, as long as we're still in the growing season, there's hope and there's mercy. So as we think about the parable of the weeds and the wheat, be patient. Be merciful to yourself and to others. Because trust me, if we take care of the soil, if we water it, it will grow and it will produce a harvest. Preeminent, premature judgment doesn't solve that problem, but patience and mercy, waiting to the harvest, will.